Los Angeles friendos, join Going In Raw as we go live on stage with Wrestling With Regrets' Brian Zane September 24th at the Nerdist Showroom in L.A. The link to tickets is in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife.
Marie.
And you are going in Raw.
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw Daily. Larson. Larson in the newsroom. What are you doing? At the news desk.
Where's my Okada dollar?
I took it away from you. How do you like my set? I put a red light over there.
I think it's stupid.
Really? Well, this isn't your set. This is my set. That's your set over there.
If you want to change my opinion, I suggest you return my Okada dollar immediately.
Oh, that'll do it? Oh, I don't know where they are. How do you like my pattern tie on top of my very... I had to go out and buy this.
I believe that's what's called a fashion faux pas.
I think it is. I'm a walking fashion faux pas. I was going to get some more ties too, but I didn't.
Looks like you bought the shortest one. Were you shopping in the kids section?
One thing at a time. Well, they can't see that. Yeah, I was shopping in the kids section. Anyways, we're not here to talk about my tie, Lars. We're here to talk about Asuka and some possible SmackDown call-ups. But first, let's talk about an unfortunate injury for Asuka, Larson.
Yes. So right as we were finishing up yesterday, streaming W Steve W, we were hearing word that Asuka was injured. WWE.com reported on this injury, that she was injured during her match against Ember Moon and that she suffered a right collarbone fracture.
Very sad.
Yeah. The injury, I guess, has a typical recovery time of about 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
And one of the WWE doctors, Jeffrey Westerfield, told WWE.com, quote, "During the match, she landed awkwardly from a throw from Ember Moon and was able to complete the match, but had notable pain and discomfort. We performed an initial ultrasound backstage that was highly suspicious of a break that was later confirmed by X-ray." Now, there's no word yet on whether Asuka will be forced to vacate the title or be stripped of the title.
No, that's not going to happen.
But
I can confirm that for you. It's not going to happen. They're not going to strip the title from her. She's gone on a streak. If they strip the title from her, I mean, they might do an interim title. That's what they should do.
Yeah, they should. They should do that. And then when she comes back, they should do a tournament for interim champion. When she comes back, have her face interim champion for real champion.
Right, exactly.
That's what they should do.
That's what they should do.
Yeah.
But I mean, 6 to 8 weeks, I mean, it's 2 months. There's not even going to be another takeover in that time.
No.
So, wait, do they do one before Survivor Series?
They will do one Survivor Series weekend. That's November.
Oh, yeah. That's still, yeah, August, November.
That's 3 months away.
Yeah, still 3 months away.
But I expect an announcement one way or the other how they're going to handle this at the next round of TV tapings.
Yeah, probably.
Which will probably happen either this week or next.
Yeah.
I don't know if they've announced it. They probably have.
This is a big bummer. But you know what it does? I think hopefully it'll open up. It'll open up the women's division to see who the next big Asuka challenger is.
Here's a real question, though.
Okay.
Will this injury affect any potential call-ups to the main roster? Like maybe Ember Moon was slated to be called up.
Yeah.
Now with his injury, they want to keep their second most popular star in the women's division around NXT until Asuka returns. Do you think that's a possibility?
They're going to keep Nikki Cross around?
Well, I think Nikki Cross is going to stay regardless.
Yeah, she's the second most popular female on the roster of NXT. Ember Moon is like a distant seventh.
No, she's not seventh.
The iconic duo, Ruby Riott, and...
You're wrong on all that.
Okay. Anyways, speaking of SmackDown debuts, last night during Raw, PW Insider reported that Bobby Roode is backstage at Raw. Ooh, he's the only member of the WWE NXT roster there, it appears. So Bobby Roode milling about backstage at Raw. Maybe I was excited when I heard this because I thought he was going to show up.
But maybe he just hung around an extra day to see how like things operate on Raw.
Yeah, he was shadowing. He was job shadowing.
Could be.
How do you do this? How do you be glorious at main roster?
Yes. Is it similar to how you be glorious at NXT?
Yeah.
Who knows?
PW Insider is also reporting that former WWE Intercontinental Champion Shelton Benjamin was spotted in New York a few hours ago, and he recently resigned with the WWE.
According to PW Insider as well.
So tonight's SmackDown, you know, last night on Raw, John Cena was the big deal. So maybe tonight we're going to get Bobby Roode and or Shelton Benjamin.
Yeah.
Both big deals.
Seemingly as soon as Bobby Roode lost the NXT title, there were rumors that he was going to get called up to the main roster immediately. Mm-hmm. Apparently Vince really likes him.
Here's an idea.
Baron Corbin is on the outs. They need an upper mid-card heel.
He's on the outs. He's about to be released. Here's an idea. AJ Styles, open challenge.
Yeah, Shelton Benjamin comes out.
Or Bobby Roode. Both of them come out. They both come out.
Okay.
Their theme music hits at the exact same time, just plays over each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I think Shelton Benjamin versus AJ Styles would be a phenomenal match.
That would be fantastic. But here's the thing. Shelton will have to lose.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. You can't really have him lose in his first match back.
You can if it's a really good match.
Maybe. Shenanigans, Bobby Roode. Who should Bobby Roode's first opponent be, Larson?
AJ Styles.
Yeah, I know. That'd be really good.
Ty Dillinger.
No, 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 no.
They have unfinished business from NXT.
No, that will, no. You can fantasy book that on Universe Mode, buddy. That's not happening on SmackDown.
Oh, it's not happening. But yeah, you
hey, how about this? Here's a good idea.
You said should.
How about Bobby Roode versus Mike Bennett?
No, that's not happening.
That's not happening.
It'll probably be Sami Zayn.
Yeah, I can see that. That'd be good. I'd like that. Two good wrestlers. Also in the news, huge fight is off. Brock Lesnar versus Jon Jones. UFC, because Jon Jones loves the steroids. Well, he loves him some steroids, Larson.
Well, I mean, let's give this a chance to play itself out, but reports started surfacing yesterday that Jon Jones, fresh off his defeat of Daniel Cormier at UFC 214, failed another in-competition drug test. TMZ was the first to report on this, that Jones tested positive for the oral steroid Turinabol.
Turinabol. The USADA, they're like cold water Larson, right? They said, not title win, not going to happen.
MMAfighting.com is stating that Jones could be facing a suspension of at least 2 years.
Of the rest of his career. I can't believe you're going to come back after 2 years. You were just gone for a year.
Yeah, I know.
2 years. I mean, the UFC, the turnover is very high. You can't get too old in the UFC.
I know.
But Jon Jones is really good, so I don't know.
UFC issued a statement confirming that the USADA, quote, has informed Jon Jones of a potential anti-doping policy violation stemming from an in-competition sample collected following his weigh-in on July 28th, 2017. Jones's camp issued a statement to MMA Fighting, saying, quote, we are having the samples tested again to determine the validity or source of contamination. John is crushed by this news, and we are doing whatever we can as a team to support him. So,
they're trying to determine the source of contamination. He took steroids. They just said, orally. Turinabol. Yeah.
So that's what the source is. I'm assuming this means that the proposed Brock Lesnar-John Jones fight for next summer is off. That's a bummer. I had two whole Okada dollars ready to spend on that pay-per-view.
Well, hold on, Larson. You might still be able to do that. I'm thinking. Listen,
tell me more.
Listen, I'm thinking, yeah, they can't fight for reals in the UFC, but let's power rank the top five matches they can still have. Number one, WWE match.
Yeah.
They can still fight in the WWE.
True.
That's not going to happen.
Bellator MMA.
Don't they? They don't test?
Oh, they do. Sorry.
I think those are the thing that test. How about this? What about an FMW pool shark electrified match?
Is FMW still around?
I don't know. It doesn't look good. This looks even worse for Brock Lesnar's leverage. Look, I'm sure the UFC can whip up some other opponent for Brock Lesnar if he really wants to do this.
It's not going to be a star of the magnitude of Jon Jones.
But there is nobody. I mean, Jon Jones is, if he were clean, and if what he said at the end of his fight against Daniel Cormier was correct in that he wanted to be a better person, then, I mean, look, they're about to lose McGregor, probably forever. It's Jon Jones, and they don't have anybody else. It's Jon Jones.
Do you think Conor McGregor could put on like an extra 100 pounds and have him fight Brock Lesnar?
Oh, that's also what I was going to suggest. That'd be great. Have him hoss up. I like it. Anyways, too bad. I wonder what this means for Brock Lesnar, though. Like, is Brock Lesnar got to be pissed right now?
I'm sure he's not happy.
Yeah, because this is millions of dollars.
Yeah.
This is millions of dollars that Jon Jones just took away from him.
Potentially.
Oh, what are you going to do? Anyways.
Resign with WWE, probably.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, for Vince to get in. Listen, you got nowhere else to go, Brock.
You got no leverage, Brock, so you might as well resign with us.
Oh, what a maneuver. Moving on. We got news. I was hoping to save this for non-news, but we can do it here because it's kind of news.
Here, I'm going to ask you a question, Steve.
Yeah.
Will Paige be charged?
No.
No. TMZ Sports has learned that Paige will not be charged in the domestic incident that occurred at the Orlando airport between her and Alberto Del Rio.
Hold on. Alberto El Patron. Yeah,
sorry.
El Patron, thank you.
Which happened in early July of this year. So that matter is closed.
Yeah.
She's teasing a return to WWE all over the place.
She said all she needs to do is get cleared by their doctors, and then she's back, Jack.
Speaking of injuries, let's drop this in here real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Cass.
Yeah.
Injured himself on Raw this week. Turns out, torn ACL out here, according to your note, 9 months.
WWE.com is reporting this. Not good.
That's a bummer for Cass.
Oh, you know what? There's a little silver lining here, though. That heel turn of his, bad idea. When he comes back, he'll be a face again. People will love him again. They can start fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe at that point, Enzo will be the Cruiserweight champion, and then they can reunite the duo.
You know, when he was
good. It's good to have you back, Big Cass.
When he was in the ring, Enzo that is, with Neville on 205 Live.
Yeah.
That's really the closest Enzo should ever get to that Cruiserweight title.
I agree with you completely. Yeah, all those guys are going to be wrestling circles around that guy. Also in the news, this is actually turning more of a story about warring dirt sheets than actual wrestling news.
Yeah.
So late yesterday, the Dirty Sheets reported that both Rusev and Lana, featured here on my Titantron, they've asked for their release from WWE because they're unhappy with their creative.
Yeah, the site reported that Rusev had, quote, a major altercation with creative about the way both he and his wife are being booked. It's been said that the discussion got fairly heated at one point between Rusev and the writers before...
Oh, you didn't know?
Brian James, Road Dogg, who is also head of SmackDown Creative, according to Dirty Sheets, calmed things down.
He said, Road Dogg, I am not happy with my creative. Oh, you didn't know?
Well, if you're not happy, your ass better call somebody!
Like one of those writers over there.
I can't say the A-word anymore, can I?
I don't think so.
Darn.
Anyways, WrestleZone then reached out to their sources, and they were told, quote, there is no truth to the report issued earlier today via the Dirty Sheets podcast. And then Dave Meltzer commented on Rusev's nine-second loss to Randy Orton at SummerSlam, saying, quote, we're told that his nine-second loss to Randy Orton was just their way of kicking off a program between the two. This wasn't so much the anti-Rusev decision it came off as, but a major pro-Orton decision that the program is to continue. A, I really like this. If it is, in fact, a Rusev-Orton program, I'm okay with it.
Absolutely.
And B, Dirty Sheets?
Lana seemed to comment on all this on Twitter, saying, quote, that's called don't believe the pathetic villagers that pretend that they are journalists with real facts. Ha, 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 ha. Rusev also kind of slyly and somewhat hilariously commented on it on Twitter, saying, thank you, Road Dogg, for stepping in between. I would have been in trouble. I mean, I almost got whole eggs instead of egg whites.
Wow. So he's throwing some... I don't know. My thing is, like, the SummerSlam loss did seem like Rusev was on his way out. They haven't been released.
Well, we had heard rumors that he was unhappy, and we interpreted that loss as either A, he was out the door, or B, he was being punished for voicing his disappointment.
Yeah, right.
But seems, assuming this Dirty Sheets report is indeed false, that's not the case.
Yeah, it's all much ado about nothing. I mean, look, we talked about this earlier on one of our shows. Where would they go? GFW, New Japan. None of those places are going to offer them the platform that the WWE does.
Obviously.
Across a range of media. Rusev was in that WWE Studios film with Dolph Ziggler.
True. Where Dolph played not himself, but Rusev played himself.
But he had a gun.
So not himself either.
We still need to check that out.
Yeah, it's so confusing.
I mean, and Lana, she's all over the Total Divas, right?
Correct.
Like, this gives them a huge... And on top of that, they don't even really book Rusev that poorly. I mean...
He's pretty much in the position now of jobber to the stars. Not the worst spot.
And on top of that, they were going to go with him, if the rumor is true, they were going to go with him for Money in the Bank, title picture with, AJ Styles, I think.
Well, first it was, initially, from what I understand, he was set to face Orton.
That's right, yeah.
At Money in the Bank for the title.
Yeah.
And then when they went with Mahal as champion instead, I believe at first he was going to be in the Money in the Bank match as one of the contenders to win it.
Yeah.
Until apparently Road Dogg says, no, I want Baron Corbin.
Oh, you didn't know?
To win. So.
Yeah. WWE is like the best, I honestly think, like just as an outside observer, seemingly is the best place for them. I mean, they treat Rusev like kind of like a star. Like you say, jobber to the stars, which, yeah. But still, to the stars.
Yeah.
Cena's like a star.
Well, he's the star.
Well, I meant A, as in quality, A plus.
Oh, okay.
They're a guy.
Yeah.
Not just a star. I could see how that was.
He should have said the A star.
The A star. Thank you.
That's what you should have said.
Cena's a star, idiot. Also in the news, Baron Corbin's backstage burial by a certain John Cena. Do not let the picture deceive you, Larson. This here shows...
That's like the lone time Baron Corbin got the upper hand on John Cena, it seems like.
Exactly. I wasn't able to find a better picture on a short notice.
Anyways, let's get to it. Earlier this week, Sports Illustrated's Justin Barrasso appeared on Wrestling Inc.'s podcast and said the reason that Corbin's push was halted was because John Cena.
John Cena!
Here's what he said. Quote, he said, quote, I heard the kiss of death was Cena.
Whoa!
Cena said that Corbin wasn't ready. I can't say any more right now. That's kind of what I'm trying to work on as we speak. And regarding rumors that Corbin was being punished due to his behavior on social media, Barrasso said, I don't think that was the issue. But then again, they kind of pick and choose who they defend in those cases.
I kind of feel like Cena would take all those things. You know, he takes a look at Corbin's promo work, his in-ring ability, his backstage attitude, and his social media presence. He puts them all together in a finely tuned PowerPoint presentation, brings it to Vince McMahon, and says, Vince, I have a very important issue for you. This is Baron Corbin.
He says, Baron Corbin, I can't see him as a main eventer.
Exactly. All right, Cena, you're the man.
Apparently, the Dirty Sheets website and podcast reported that there was an altercation between Cena and Corbin backstage at the August 15th episode of SmackDown.
Ooh.
This is a rumor. Take it with a grain of salt. This is what they had to say. Quote, it has been revealed to us that John Cena chewed out Baron Corbin at the SmackDown taping in front of creative and several talents.
Whoa. Make him humble. I chew you out, Baron Corbin, make you humble.
The context of the comments centered around Corbin's attitude and how he perceives himself.
Whoa, you're not me.
That sums it up right there.
There you go. But
it adds potentially another layer to this whole backstage saga.
I really hope that it is true that Cena did chew out Baron Corbin backstage. Because here's the thing. We talk about, and you can see this in John Cena's not really giving a attitude.
You can't say that word anymore.
No, I'm assuming you're going to bleep that out.
This is a Friday one. You edit this one.
I'm going to bleep that out.
Okay.
I'm actually going to bleep this one. Anyways, John Cena doesn't give a and so, again, bleeped out. And so it's kind of interesting that he would give enough of a to go backstage and say, make your humble, Baron Corbin. You know?
Yeah, and apparently all this lends credence to what Matthew from Botchamania tweeted about Cena really giving it to Corbin verbally during their SummerSlam match.
That's right. That's right. He said something along the lines of, hear that, they don't care about you, they're not here for you, you're not the... Cena seems to always have problem with people who, you know, think that they're bigger than the WWE.
Yeah, maybe Corbin was backstage, you know, having a bad attitude because Money in the Bank winner.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he was brought up to the main roster, pretty much. Well, after his prolonged and extended program with Dolph, was pretty much put in a main event push.
Yeah,
and then maybe he just got arrogant about it.
In Cena's mind, nobody's bigger than the WWE universe. This kind of goes along with how he was egging people on about Beach Ball Mania, saying that apparently Cena. See, here's the thing: I'm not. A lot of people other think I'm pro Beach Ball Mania. I'm not. However, it does seem like the franchise right there, Cena himself, is pro Beach Ball Mania.
He was just pandering to the crowd.
Well, that's what he does. I mean, that's his philosophy, though. I mean, if that's his philosophy, then that's where he stands on Beach Ball Mania, pandering to the crowd. According to John Cena, you pay your ticket, you can bring beach balls in there.
WWE says otherwise, though. Beach balls banned.
That is correct. Beach balls banned.
Banned.
Can't bring those beach balls in anymore, people.
Nope.
If you do, they'll get confiscated, which is what was happening in the first place. So I don't really know how they're going to...
Well, I think they confiscate them at the door if they find them on your person.
Oh, yeah, but they're plastic, so they don't come up on the metal detector.
No, but and like two, if you have a bag...
You can fold them up really good.
If you have a bag and they're in the bag, they
you
will take
them. You just sneak them in now.
Yeah, you have to
and hope the security doesn't see you going to...
I know. Because then you might get removed from the arena.
Banned! Yeah. Anyways. So, Baron Corbin, we'll see if his attitude changes. We'll see if he has an attitude adjustment.
Well done.
It's Friday. I'm allowed to do that, Larson. Anyways, we're getting the fuck out of here. Till next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
I bleeped it. It's fine. Dad, what are you doing this weekend?